Please stand now. The opening hymn is 213. This morning of the Holy Eucharist, Rite 2, begins on page 355 as we remain standing for a little bit. Page 355, at the top of the page. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be your kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts this morning by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
thank you. As we remain standing, let us pray the collect for this Sunday, the 13th Sunday after the day of Pentecost, on one of the bulletin inserts, the contemporary version. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated now, if possible, for the first reading.
First reading is from the second chapter of the Song of Solomon. The voice of my beloved, look, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, bounding over the hills. My love is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing in at the windows, looking through the lattice. My beloved speaks and says to me, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 45. It's found on the insert, or it's on page 647 in our purple. We'll be doing verses 1, 2, 7, and 10. Sorry, 1, 2, 7, through 10. So I'll read up to the asterisk, and then you'll reply. My heart is stirring with a noble song. Let me recite what I have fashioned for the king.
My tongue shall be the pen of a skilled writer.
You are the fairest of men.
Grace flows from your lips, because your God has blessed you forever.
Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever.
The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You build our righteousness and hate iniquity.
Therefore, God, your God has anointed you
with the oil of gladness above your fellows.
All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloe, and cassia.
And the music of strings from ivory palaces makes you glad.
Kings, daughters stand among the ladies of the court.
On your right hand is the queen, adorned with the gold of Ophir. Please remain seated for the second reading.
The second reading is from the first chapter of the book of James, verses 17 through 27. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. For your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that he has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 707.
Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you,
Lord Christ. Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'Thus people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me. Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that is by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Christ. Possible. In the midst of all the noise, there's always a deeper noise, a deeper silence. In the middle of all the thoughts and demands and stresses, there's always a deeper thought, a deeper silence. Elijah stands in the mouth of the cave, feeling alone and abandoned, and God has said, "Stand there and I will pass in front of you." And it's not in the storm and the thunder and the fire and the earthquake that Elijah sees God, but it's only when there is a still nothing, is the way the Hebrew gets translated, that he realizes that it's in that stillness that is God. And all the noise is always a deeper thought, a deeper quiet. go for walks in the woods sometimes, here in town or out of town, and sometimes when I go for walks in the woods, I take a camera with me and I take pictures because that's what you do. And now that we all have digital cameras, it's a lot easier to take pictures, I've noticed. And so yesterday I went for a walk in the woods over there at Creamery's Dairy with the 9 million birds that were flying around quietly. There was a party going on in the field. Good party. And then I walked around through the woods and I took pictures. And I noticed as I looked at the photographs later that every picture I took, I tend to, when I'm in the woods and I take photographs, I always tend to take pictures of like two trees. And again, I'm always taking pictures of two trees, there and there. Not because I read some photography essay once upon a time that said you should always frame your pictures, but because if you got two trees standing there and there, they're a doorway calling you to go deeper into the woods. I got in trouble when I was in Minnesota. I kept trying to step off the trail between the trees and take a picture. And my wife said, "No, that's poison ivy. Oh, there's poison ivy out here. You have to be careful when you're outside." But always, the two trees call you, they're like a doorway calling you deeper, deeper. Doorways are important. Look how much importance Leviticus pays to the law of God and what you should do with your doorway. Because doors are important. Our Lord Himself said, "I am the door." Doors call. Doors call us to other places. And all the noise is a deeper noise. All the voices, there's a deeper voice. There's always doorways all around us. There's a deeper doorway, a deeper, that calls again and again, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." You may or may not have noticed we're reading our way through the Old Testament in these series of readings this year, and we've been all the way through the story of David, and then we hit the story of Solomon, and Solomon, if nothing else, was known for his wisdom around the world. He was known for his wisdom, and now, this morning, we get to begin to explore another section of the Old Testament, another section of the Bible. The Old Testament's made up of history books, Kings, Chronicles, Genesis, all that kind of stuff, Samuel. The Old Testament's made up of prophecy, prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Obadiah, all those names that we never really remember unless we're doing a crossword puzzle. And the Old Testament is also made up with what's called wisdom literature. And since wisdom traditionally comes from Solomon, in the midst of Solomon's story now, we're going to get a whole bunch of readings from this part of the Old Testament, this part of the Bible, wisdom literature. We'll be living with wisdom literature till the end of October. We're about to get a whole bunch of Proverbs. "Look to the ants, sluggard." Or, "Cursed is the man who greets his neighbor too early in the morning with a loud greeting." We're about to get a lot of Proverbs, which are worth remembering. And then we're going to get, as the winter gets cold and dark, we're going to get that happy book of Job. But now, this morning, the summer ending and fall coming, fall here, for the first time on a Sunday morning, as far as I know, we get the Song of Solomon, which we never get, used to get on a Sunday morning. "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." The Song of Solomon is hard to find in the Old Testament. The Song of Solomon is a love story between the beloved and the lover, traditionally attributed to Solomon. It never shows up on Sunday mornings. It occasionally shows up at wedding services, because where else would you read this except in a wedding? Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. It's the part of the Bible that two lovers read to each other. It's the part of the Bible that if I was to read from it, some parts of it this morning, people would be going, oh, gosh, did you hear that, what they said in church? Your hair is like a flock of goats. I still wonder about that passage. Try that when you go home. But there's this passage, you see, which is the passage that shows up at weddings. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. No book of the Bible was commented on more in the Middle Ages than the Song of Solomon. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. The saints wrote volumes on this. Judaism sees it not only as a celebration of human love, but also as an allegory, God speaking to Israel. The church from the very beginning has seen it as an allegory of Christ talking to the church, or God talking to the human spirit. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Calls the beloved to the beloved. And yet, look at this passage. The voice of my beloved, she hears the voice of her lover. Look! He comes. Look! He's standing there. Look! He's speaking. Don't you remember when you were 16 and falling in love? That's what this all reads like. But notice first, she hears. Notice St. James says, the first step is to be quick to listen. The first step is to be quiet and to be listened. People can walk around through the woods making noise, but better to be quiet. You walk through the woods quietly. Shh. Amidst all the voices within ourselves and in the world, God speaks quietly. Be quick to listen and slow to speak, says James. Arise, my love, my fair one. And come away. First she's listening, and then she can hear the voice of the beloved. Then she sees. Then she hears him speak. So the spiritual path is just that: to listen and to look, and then you will hear. It's the beginning of prayer. It's the first steps of prayer. And what you will hear is always and only, and always and only, God saying, arise, my love, my fair one, and come. He always calls us on and on and on. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. So the two trees in the woods call us to go deeper and deeper and deeper. So God's voice calls us to go deeper and deeper and deeper within ourselves. For therein lies the kingdom. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. So, as we all know, and as I've said endlessly, I am metaphorically obsessed, constantly trying to find parables that describe what's going on. And so here's the vestry cleaning out the church basement. And if you go in the parish hall, you can see endless piles of things that have been found in the basement that are free for the taking. You too may need a 6-foot stuffed lion to take home. Somebody, because we've got to get this stuff out of here one way or the other. It's all free for the taking. So, says our Lord in the Gospel this morning, how much junk do you have in the basement of your heart? Oh, yeah. Oh, how much junk do you have in the basement of your hearts, he says. It's not what people do to you. It's what's inside that makes the difference. It's not that the Pharisees have forgotten the traditions of the elders. You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. They've forgotten the deeper reason behind doing it. It's what's inside that counts. Oh, he makes me mad. Where does that come from, that thought? Pay attention to the junk in the basement this fall, says our Lord, of your hearts. Be still and quiet. So you walk in the woods, it gets dark and tangled up. Walk into the church basement last week. You could barely make your way from one end to the other because of the junk, but now it's all piled out there, so you can take the official church junk home with you and use that as a parable. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. The Spirit calls all the time us to go further, 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 deeper, deeper, deeper. Wander through the woods, dark and deep, and all of a sudden, there's a meadow, clear and filled with light. Personal note, not for anything did I call my wife Meadow when we first fell in love. Walk into your heart, a lot of junk, but in the deepest part, always in the deepest part, is a meadow of light. Arise, my love, my farewell, come away. And don't you think that there comes a moment in our lives when he doesn't say that? Arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Amen. So I invite you to stand. As we continue with the Nicene Creed, page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life for the world to come. Prayer to the People, Form 1, page 389. Page 389.
Well, we've got a mix-up here. Actually, Form 5.
Oh.
Form 5.
You pick.
Okay, we'll do Form 5 on page 3. In peace, let us praise the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Church of God, that it may be filled with truth and love, and be found without fault at the day of your coming, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the search for our new bishop, and there's an update on that from the discernment committee in our handouts today. And for Bishop Kimsey, our bishop in Alaska for the moment, for all bishops and all ministers, and for all the holy people of God, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Christ, that our divisions may cease, that all may be one as you and the Father are one, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the mission of the church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance may grow among the nations and peoples, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in positions of public trust, that they may serve justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in our intercessions, for the flooded communities and families of the interior, for those traveling in the recovery, for those serving overseas and their families, for our family in the Denali Center, the Pioneer Home and Correctional Center, and other homes and programs, and for all who are grieving, for the poor, for the persecuted, and the sick, and for all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, for those of the present, and for those of their absent, that we may be delivered from hardness of heart and show forth your glory in all that we do, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have committed themselves to our prayers, for everyone in our parish intercessions, for those preparing for holy matrimony, for those who provide the flowers and candles for the church, for the Diocese of Alaska and the Diocese of California, for the Anglican Communion and the Indian Ministry Cycles of Prayer, thanksgiving for those whose baptisms of St. Matthew's, for our families and friends and neighbors, that being freed from anxiety, they may live in joy, peace, and health, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Conrad Frank, for Noreen Hare, and Ruth Evern, and Alan Keeple, and for all who have died in the communion of the Church, and for those whose faith is known to you alone, and for all the saints, they may have rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of the ever-blessed Virgin Mary, and St. Matthew, and all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another, and all our life, to Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord our God. For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Back on page 360. Page 360. Let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will
and walk in your ways.
Almighty God, have mercy on you and forgive you all your sins. For our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Arise, my love, my fair ones. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Share that with everybody else. So, it's time for announcements. Mostly announcements are in the bulletin. Not all the announcements are in the bulletin. There's various things going on. The health ministry is checking blood pressure. Don't drink coffee. I said, don't drink coffee. This is all. Now that it's 48 hours away from being September. Is that right? Yeah. Anyway, lots of things start in September. There's a rough schedule of things going on. There in the bulletin from the choir beginning to on the 13th is a Sunday school planning, gathering, celebration, etc., to Marilyn Coghill Duggar getting ordained at the Feast of St. Matthew's is coming. And, of course, all those services are going to be outdoors because the rains are going to quit. It said so in the first lesson. Did you hear that? The rains are over and gone. We're not going to go outside this morning for the rest of the service, like I said last week. There were people at the 8 o'clock that came in raincoats because they didn't trust me. But some September morning, it's going to be bright blue sky and golden trees, and we'll just come in and go, let's go out there, and we'll go out there with no planning at all. There's a lot on the bulletin, including updates from the Bishop Search Committee, in case you wondered what was going on with the Bishop Search process. There's various things going on this week on the schedule, from Ruth Everings' funeral at 3:30 Monday at the Tribal Hall to the wedding on Saturday. This is a flood refugee wedding. They wanted to get married at their home, but they can't because all that's left of their church is the roof, and that's on the ground someplace. So these people from Eagle are getting married Saturday afternoon here. But I think that's basically all the announcements, all that I can think of at the moment. Anybody else? Tom?
The FM starts in 3 weeks. We're meeting on Monday nights this year, and if you haven't signed up, if you don't know anything about it, you can talk to me. We still have a few more spaces if anybody wants to. This is getting kind of late, so we'll, if you want to know what the FM is or are interested in signing up, talk to me.
So it starts on the 21st?
21st.
One other announcement I thought of while Tom was talking. It's not in the bulletin. Now that it's September, let's see, how do I do this? One of the odd things that's happening in the last week is we're getting all kinds of messages from people that are moving to Fairbanks for the winter. Which... a lot of them are in places like Florida, too. So anyway, what they're doing is contacting the local church, that'd be us, asking if we know of any good places to rent. So if you or somebody you know has places to rent for the winter, and I posted at least one of the messages on the bulletin board out there, talk to me, because there's people from Florida coming to Fairbanks. Certainly I'd want to do it if I lived in Florida. So I pass that on to you. Any other announcements?
I wanted to mention that there's a health ministry meeting tomorrow afternoon at 5:00 p.m. in the library. We welcome new people into it. You don't have to be in the health profession to be in health ministry. And also at the bottom of the bulletin is a little clip about there's going to be a health ministry course here in Fairbanks for people from all kinds of churches. Presented by Providence Hospital, the weekend in September, and then another weekend in October. So it's quite an extensive course. Again, you don't have to be a health professional to take the course. If you have questions, you can see me afterwards, or Pat Sackinger's phone number's in here.
Are there any visitors or newcomers that would like to introduce themselves this morning? Are there?
I just wanted to introduce our cousin, Cordier from the Anchorage, who was just a pastor by the time. Bruce, some of you might remember Bruce, he was just sitting back there.
Right.
And you know
him, but. Candy the suckle. Oh, I forgot. No, we gave it away. We don't have the other thing you sometimes get. I give it away to the Canadian at 8 o'clock. See me after the service.
Or don't. Or don't,
yeah. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries here?
Really?
Okay. Really? If not...
Really?
Okay. Well, there's usually one someplace. Remember the words of our Lord, it's more blessed to give than to receive. The offertory hymn is 436.
Prayer continues on page 361. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image, and you called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, who are forever singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Continues, you may sit, kneel, or stand, whichever makes it easiest for you to pray. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become the subject of evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms on the cross and he offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. And he said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And in the last day, bring us with all of your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts with thanksgiving. This is the Lord's table, and he invites us all to come.
Thank you.
We're on page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace. Grant us strength and courage to love and serve you. It's the last Sunday in August. As the summer comes to an end and fall begins. Oh my, what is in our basements? And of course it rains, because what tears we carry from the summer. And yet, trees out there will soon be filled with light. Even so, you and I. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. And the songbooks, number 40. Because we thought we were going to be outside right now. Thank you.
Peace, the love, and serving will happen.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.